Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Rocking on the show today, a classic from 2007 with comedian Matt Weinhold. He's coming up right after this.
Todd Glass is here with us. Now, are you married, gay, or single, then?
I am single. I am single right now. But every time somebody asks me what I look for in a girl, I think it sounds corny what I say. But I do want a girl with a good sense of humor. I think that's important.
Sure.
And most of the girls I go out with are more, I guess you would say, cute. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want a girl with a good sense of humor, but I'd also like her to be good looking, too. I don't want like a 500-pound ape sitting around the house going, oh, you crack me up. Do the thing when you put the hand under your arm and make the fart sound. I love that. Oh, bring me in another wheelbarrow full of Twinkies. You know what I think it is? And I'm not saying all women because I don't want to generalize, but I think in a relationship, women look down the road, which is positive, but some women look too far down the road. I mean, they can't just take that moment for what it is. Like, I'm at a bar, and I asked this girl to dance. You know, she's like, oh, dance? Oh, sure, I'd like to dance. When we're done dancing, maybe you go over there, you'll buy me a drink, I'll buy you a drink. A week later, we'll start calling each other, we'll get our machines, then you'll get me, then I'll get you, then we go out on a date, and our friends say we're perfect with each other. So we have our first kiss, then we decide we're going to get engaged. We get engaged, we have a beautiful wedding. After the wedding, we get back from our wedding, we set up an apartment together. Then we have a beautiful apartment, you get a promotion, I get a promotion, and we buy a big house. We have a house, white picket fence, dogs, two kids, everything's going good. Then you're coming home from late at work. I go, why are you coming home late at work? You go, I'm in love with my secretary. And your life is secretary, and you want me to tell the kids we're going to get divorced and they don't have a father anymore? Dance? I don't think so, you sick freak. I feel guilty. I didn't even do anything.
Wow. And dating life is tough out there.
I feel like Phil Donahue. And let's understand one thing here. They pay their taxes. They're part of the community. And let the kids do what they want here. And who are we into? We have a great show tomorrow. We have gay, homophobic, lesbian, nymphomaniac, hemophiliac, narcoleptic, transvestite, heterosexual strippers that are crack addicted that say they have the right to teach your children in Catholic school. And we'll be back. Kind of running out of topic. He's 30 and she's 31, and we'll talk about it. They say that he pet their cat in more than a friendly way, and Dr. Murray Needleman will tell us the danger to the cat here.
Todd Glass is our guest.
Oh, my.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I often direct your attention to our website, and I only do it because we do have some interesting things there. Today, for example.
Yeah.
We have a picture of Matt Weinhold.
I hope that's your publicity photo that we have on the web here.
It shows a picture of a guy with a kind of a pompadour. Wearing, is that a Star Trek outfit?
If it's the one that I think it is, I think it's the Next Generation one.
Yeah.
You are in front of a bunch of Star Trek dolls, or I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Action
memorabilia.
My Star Trek dollies. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's all your stuff.
Or action figures.
Mm-hmm. That's all your stuff.
Yeah. That is all my stuff. Some of that has gone to eBay during the years. But it's been replaced by other things. It's a constant carousel of pop culture.
I see.
Loneliness and deprivation.
Mm-hmm. So you don't sell it for heroin or anything.
He sells it for food.
No, well, I do sell it for heroin, but then I take the money that I earned from the heroin to buy more Star Trek stuff. Yeah.
But that's my point, though. It could be, this isn't a negative thing. It, You're selling a Mr. Spock for a, and you replace it with some other.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, and I know I've sort of been pigeonholed as the Star Trek guy, but I like all pop culture. Like the latest thing I got that I'm very proud of.
What's that?
Is a Bob Crane action figure.
Yes,
Colonel Hogan action figure.
Yes,
how great is that?
Does it come complete with lamp cord?
Well, what I have done is I got the Bob Crane doll, I got the Hogan doll, and then I got the Willem Dafoe action figure from the Green Goblin from Spider-Man,
uh-huh.
And then I got a couple Barbies and a camera, and it's the autofocus playset.
Autofocus, of course, is a movie.
With
Greg Kinnear.
Create scenarios where the two of them are in a basement by themselves.
Watching. That's a must-see movie. That
I don't care what you say. Two guys, if that's true, those guys were friends.
Let me tell you.
Wow.
We have to explain. There's a somewhat creepy scene, Christy.
You haven't seen it?
It's
no.
The story of,
so
it's
good.
It's the story of Bob Crane, who was a disc jockey and a drummer, and of course became famous as an actor.
Hogan's Heroes. I loved him on that.
And the Million Dollar Duck, I believe.
And the Donna Reed Show.
Dad.
Well, yeah. Super Dad, that's it.
That's Super right,
Dad.
Super Dad.
I'll try to make my point. There's a film about him, this guy who was sort of a friend of his was a representative for one of the large electronic companies.
Yeah,
from Japan,
that's right.
And they had the very first videotape recorder in America. Mm-hmm. And of course, being guys,
he knew exactly what to do with it.
They made a lot of amateur videos, but this is a movie about that. Greg Kinnear is just brilliant in it, as always. It's called Autofocus. I really recommend it, but mm-hmm. It's very creepy.
It's really good,
there's something creepier about it. And I bet you don't know this.
No, go ahead.
This is a movie based on the story of Bob Crane's life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember this, Bob? We had a phone call from Bob Crane's actual son,
young Scotty.
Oh, wow, who was the technical consultant on the thing?
Yes, and he was actually selling the videotapes.
He actually had at the time, I think it was stills of.
Oh, I thought you couldn't you get that?
He sold a book that he wrote about his dad, and inside the book had actual stills of. Some of the
his dad in action
sexual acts of
you know,
his father.
See, that's a little creepy.
That's extremely creepy.
To have like a picture of your dad with some girl that he videotaped, and in the frame that says "World Greatest Dad." He really was.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's a taboo in our culture for a reason. That's something you just don't want to know about.
Maybe we should do the Bob Crane coffee mugs that say that
"World's Greatest Dad."
A little picture. On the other side, when you put hot coffee in it, the picture appears.
Well, like
now maybe if his son had been selling vests,
the underwear
disappear. Yeah.
Oh man.
Our guest is Matt Weinhold. Matt is a very.
Why does
fine
Matt
comedian.
Bring the creepiness out in us?
He brought up the fact that he's. You've got to look at this picture. Like if you get a chance, please go to our website. If for no other reason than seeing this picture of Matt posing, and this is all your stuff, right? This is.
Oh yeah, yeah. And it's even more now. I mean, it's about probably four times as much.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of things. But
what's your most prized possession?
Well, right now it's the Bob Crane doll. And I don't have any pictures from that, by the way.
Good.
You can't.
What's the most valuable?
Oh, man. You know, I got an old Robbie the Robot from Forbidden Planet.
Oh, really?
A tin robot, and that's pretty good. But like most of the stuff that I get, I don't even think about like for how much it's worth. Mm-hmm. It's always just stuff that I think is cool. And some of the best toys now, like I hate to harp on the Bob Crane thing, but when would they have done that except now?
True.
When would they have made a Hogan's Heroes action figure?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they would have made it. They didn't make it when the time the show was out. So.
No, they sure didn't.
Yeah, yeah. But Yeah, I love the stuff, and there's more and more of it every year. People have really tapped into this guy's a dork market, you know? So, and eBay is my Vegas, you know? Oh. I sit up at night, you know, with the cold sweat running down my face going, buy it now, buy it now. It'll be gone tomorrow, buy it now.
Do you do cartoon voices?
I do, yeah, yeah.
You guys, I can just this is the way you speak. I can tell you should. That's
cool. I'm actually a recurring character on a Cartoon Network show called Squirrel Boy.
Oh yeah,
about a squirrel and a boy.
Not a boy who is a squirrel.
No, no, no.
No, that'd be silly.
No, that wouldn't make sense.
What about a squirrel that's a boy?
Now, do you write any of these? stories?
Not this one, no. Okay. But it's a fun show, and I do a evil scoutmaster called Scoutmaster Dan.
Cool.
And it's very nice.
Matt Weinhold is our guest. Matt's a very fine comedian.
We're not going to hear the voice?
Culture critic.
Of Scoutmaster Dan?
Scoutmaster Dan, kind of like this.
Wow. Speaking of creepy.
Yeah. I
Wow, who asked him to do that?
There was a reason I didn't ask him to do that.
I see.
I was hoping it wouldn't go down that road. Well, let's just change the subject.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. ExpressVPN.com/Bob and Tom.
Lust auf besonders feine Weihnachten? Erlebe einzigartigen Genuss mit Rewe Feine Welt. Diese Woche zum Beispiel Rewe Feine Welt Schweizer Käse Trüffeltraum mildwürzig, je 150 Gramm Packung nur 3,49 Euro. Oder Rewe Feine Welt italienischer Prosciutto Crudo, roher Schinken mit Meersalz behandelt, mindestens 18 Monate gereift, je 100 Gramm Packung nur 4,29 Euro. Festlich sparen mit Genuss. Rewe, dein Markt.
I have to ask this question.
Yes, please.
And we've reviewed this to some degree earlier. You're still a single man, right?
I am, although I do have a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah? Now, has she seen your apartment?
Oh, she lives in it. We have a condo together now.
Oh!
I just have it. Now, how do you break that to her? What's the
first time you take her over?
What's the protocol here? Do you date her for a couple years, then go, by the way,
right,
I want to show you something?
Exactly. That was always sort of the problem when I was doing the multiple dating thing where you bring somebody over and you have that talk right outside the door and they're expecting the, hey, listen, you know, I'm bi or something like that. And you open up the door, you see a house full of action figures, and they go, oh, it's even worse.
Well, wasn't that a scenario in 40-Year-Old Virgin where he collected all these great things?
But I hate that movie because he gets rid of it.
Yeah.
And he's not even, he's like, I want to start an electronics store. Go, let's just sell it all.
But for the most part, it's the same thing. You have a apartment full of.
Oh, yeah. You were there for
that. But I take them out of the package. See, there are two kinds of collector.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are trying to make some investment, which that's, I'm sorry, but it's just not true that you're going to end up taking most of that stuff and getting $1 million. No. Because there's a whole bunch of other guys just like me trying to, sell their stuff on eBay and make $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
No, you do it because you like it and you love it. And I have to take them out of the package because if I don't take them out of the package, it's not like I really own it. You know, I'm very tactile. I got to.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Could I make an observation?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I pretend he's not in the room. He takes it out of the package, Bob, so he can play with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with you there, Tom.
Yeah, every once in a while.
I really envy your love of this. It's so great that you can like something this much.
It's my football. It really is.
Now, let me ask you, I assume because you're so into Star Trek and all this geeky stuff, you don't follow sports at all?
Not really. I heard there's something going on coming Super up Bowl, with the, yeah, with the football.
Oh, yeah, there's a thing called the Super Bowl. It's a pretty big
and
thing.
And as I was telling Chick, I'm trying to get into the whole spirit of things. I bought a paddle.
A paddle?
Yeah, football paddle. It's hard to find one in this town, but but I eventually got one. At, $200, really nice stainless steel.
Uh-huh.
And,
that's going to be useful.
Yeah.
Matt Wild is our guest. I do want to find out more about this girlfriend.
Well, ask him.
So now you said you moved.
Did she have her own room?
What?
She, well, let me, not sorry, really.
Let's back up. This is the photograph of you here in the condo. Do you have a room dedicated to the figurines and whatever you call them, action figures?
Absolutely.
So this isn't your bedroom.
That would be your den.
Yeah, that was my bedroom, though. That room was my bedroom because that's all there was, you know, at the time. Yeah. Now I have a separate office that has most of the stuff, but there is other stuff. But she has her own stuff.
Oh, she's a collector.
Yeah, she, well, you know, not nearly as fanatical as I am, but.
What does she collect?
She likes figures.
Erotic, erotic sculptures that can be, what's the word I'm looking for?
We've
utilized. Hey, Matt, do you have any batteries for the new
We've worked out an arrangement, I see. Let's just say.
No, I'm sorry, what does she collect?
Spawn action figures, you know, Todd McFarlane Spawn.
Oh, sure.
Spawn, the geeks will call in. They'll let you know. Yeah, but it's a very popular comic book series, and she loves the action figures for that. So I've
So you meet her at a convention? Where'd you meet this guy?
No, she
looks
was
like
a,
you found your
a friend
perfect
of a friend.
Mate.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I said it looks like you found your perfect mate.
She's perfect. Mm-hmm.
Does she have a traditional job, or is she an actress?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, she works at a job. She makes foam rubber Klingon heads.
Nice.
We sell them at the flea market.
Oh,
and, yeah.
So your weekends are, you're busy on the weekends.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot to do. It's a year-round job.
So you said you moved into a condo with her. Did you have to move all your action figures?
Oh, yeah, and that was a living nightmare.
I'll bet.
And things got damaged, and that's always, that's like the little, that's when the little kid in me comes out and freaks out, like, you know.
You don't put them in shoe boxes with bubble pack?
You know how it is. You put stuff all around them to make sure that they don't get injured, and then you, injured. They have feelings,
they
guys.
They bleed.
And then, of course, you know, you set them on the shelf, and they fall over and crack, and it's horrible.
There you go.
That's what I love about you, man. I mean, you are the most real. You couldn't make this up as an act.
You guys, you know, if you're ever in the Los Angeles area, you have to actually come
next
by.
Next time I'm there.
You know what?
I'll
take pictures and send them to you. I just missed it. Darn it. I should have.
We should.
We should do a live remote from the
tour of Matt's condo. I really want to see that. Morning, Bob and Tom show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. This is Leland here in Garden from the Collective Connection.
Oh, hi, Leland.
Oh, Nirvana.
One of your brethren is here.
We're not even open yet, but I feel as though I'm about to hit a jackpot. Hello, sir.
Uh-huh.
Is your name Matt?
Yeah, yes, that's right.
I happen to manage a very profitable store, and it appears to be right up your alley. I have, right now, and we're not even open, would you have any interest in a huge lot of Star Trek Voyager collectible figures, all figures in original packaging in mint condition?
Ooh, see.
Stand 5 inches tall, don't. Up the gun. Doctor, I have Spock. I have numerous collectibles.
See if he wants to buy my Picard.
Leonard, I'm on the phone.
See if he wants my Picard. I have a Picard. It's brand new. Bitch.
Leonard, you are Spock blocking.
Nothing worse than being Spock blocked, I'll tell you.
Oh, they're arguing.
Improper protocol. I'm going to handle Leonard.
All right. Well, thanks, Leland.
That was great.
He got Spock blocked.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, but then he mentioned Voyager, and I got all cold.
No,
I don't do Voyager.
That's not you.
Oh, you don't do Voyager.
Yeah.
Okay. Matt Weinhold, sorry. What's Voyager? I'm sorry, you've lost me again.
That's one of the spinoff shows from Star Trek.
Aha. Okay.
Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, the best one, and then Voyager, and then Enterprise.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was only aware of the one.
There's many.
There's a lot I could teach you. You should come to one of our D&D games. Seriously.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Do you watch Battlestar Galactica?
Awesome.
I love it. I'm hooked. I've got the DVDs.
That's the newer one that's supposed to be very good.
Where Starbuck is a girl. Yes.
They do it very serious as opposed to having, like, you know, Ray Bolger in a silver android costume.
And Lorne Greene strutting around. Yeah.
I see. Once again, Matt Weinhold is our guest, and apparently he's actually met a woman, which is a...
Which puts him on a pedestal.
Huge plus.
I am. I'm the Fonzie of nerds. Yeah.
Wow.
I go to a convention and like, wow.
And she's going to be with you like the whole time?
Yes. Matt, honey, go get in your green makeup.
I'm sorry. Matt is actually featured. Matt is a featured performer at the end of the
Trekkies.
The great documentary.
The Ode to My People.
So has this Star Trek fans. And I don't know anything about Star Trek, but I did see the movie Trekkies, and I really liked it.
It's hilarious.
Matt, has this turned in on itself, and you can actually go to conventions now and sign autographs because you're in the Trekkie movie?
Yeah, you know, I walk up to the front desk and they all, you know, their eyes pop up and they go, over here, get Mr. Weinhold a table. Right this way, sir.
He has
There's a kid in that who goes through all these hoops and stuff to have an outfit or whatever you call it.
Yeah, that scene is
uniform.
So great.
Yeah, a uniform made exact replica, and there are a couple things wrong with it.
I mean, that's the best part, too, is that he is the classic nerd. Like, they go through all this work to make this costume for him. He's still like, yeah, well, the braid isn't really up to standard Starfleet regulations, but it's fine.
I was really hoping for something a little more original and authentic, but this will do.
This is the movie where the guy that with the dentist, operates on his patients while wearing a Star Trek suit.
Right.
And not just the dentist. Everyone in his office has
Along with his saucy wife. And, you know, there's a lot of role playing going on in that relationship. Let's play Ensign on Shore Leave tonight.
And now, aren't there comic books and or graphic novels or whatever you want to call them about Spock and Kirk getting together in a relationship and things like that?
Yeah, well, there's a whole underground thing of these erotic novels that are very disturbing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's usually some sort of homoerotic or bi thing, but my favorite ones are the ones that there are some that are really really explicit with drawings and everything, and then there are other ones where it's more like they really love each other. So there's a lot of pictures of them of like Kirk pushing Spock in a swing. You know? Like, this is more just. I would rather see the hardcore sex than this. You know, lying with his head in his lap by a lake.
Let me tell you about my best friend.
Wow, are they missing the point? Matt Weinhold is our guest. Matt, let me ask you this. Do you have any tattoos? Yeah, I know I look at this picture of you with all these action figures and...
No. Although
there's a separation then. You don't...
The number of the Starship Enterprise on your...
I thought it'd be kind of cool to actually get the Starfleet insignia thing, like right where it would be on the uniform, but over my nipple. I think that would be nice. But
have you seen, in the course of your travels, have you seen people that have gone the tattoo route, or is this not...
There are people that go way, way, way too far. There was a guy for a while that was sort of hanging around the convention scene who actually legally changed his name to James T. Kirk.
Oh, really?
And when you're James T. Kirk, you know, it sounds like a fun kind of maybe funny thing
to
do.
Did he have himself paged a lot?
At the end of your life when you're looking in the mirror going, I'm James T. Kirk. What happened? What went wrong? Even I know there's a line you don't cross. You don't paint your car to look like the shuttlecraft, and you don't change your name to James T. Kirk.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.